Reverend Dr. William Barber, president of the North Carolina NAACP. Early voting is going on in North Carolina. How's it going so far, Dr. Barber?
Well, it's going great. In one sense, we have early voting, same-day registration, no photo ID all the way until Saturday, November the 5th.
So lines then what's are long. Then what's taking so long? I'm getting all kind of text messages saying from North Carolina saying they've stood in line for 2-3 hours trying to vote. Why is it taking so long?
But that's the problem. The Republican-led Board of Election have, in fact, decreased the number of early voting sites. To give you an example, in Greensboro last cycle, we had about 12 to 15 early voting sites. Now they have made one early voting site, maybe two, and they removed the one from the A&T's campus. They removed the site from North Carolina Central's campus. And so we're challenging that. That's what we're doing in the NAACP now. We're demanding that the State Board of Elections open up sites. You have Charlotte, Winston-Salem. Even in the flooded area, Tom, what they have done is they did not increase or add sites. We don't have Saturday and Sunday voting in some of the places down east, and some counties only have one site.
So if you're displaced, sir, then you can't go back like on a Saturday or a Sunday to vote. If you're working Monday through Friday, you're displaced, and that's the only opportunity you have. They're taking that away from you.
Exactly. Remember, when we beat them, you know, we won the case, and they were declared that what they were doing was surgical racism, the Republican Party then sent a memo to the local boards of election and said to put rules in place that align with Republican values and not so much with our victory. So we're in a battle, and today we're going to have a press conference at 11. We're looking at some possible legal actions, and we may very well, Tom, need you to turn up to help us turn up the heat, and we may have to give the number to the State Board of Election and have people call from everywhere demanding that they do right by voters. We want everybody to vote. We're not scared of people voting. They want to keep the voting down and suppress it.
Well, you know what? It seems that everybody wants to vote this in spite of the suppression, because
exactly.
I'm getting text messages, people saying that they're standing in line on a weekday, 2-3 hours. A lot of these people are just, no matter how hard they make it for us to vote in North Carolina, they're voting.
Yeah, the students are walking, they're going, they're saying that, look, if our foreparents could face lynching and dogs, we can face you walking in a few hours in line. And so that's what we're saying to people. Do not turn back. Do not give up. Go in the lines. Go. We're fighting the legal battles. But right now, go, and vote. Whatever you do, the very fact that they're trying to undermine the vote ought to make us want to do it anymore. In fact, what we're telling folks is play James Brown's old song, Get Up, Get Involved. Everybody get on up, get involved. That's what we need to do.
All right, Dr. Barber. Yeah.
Thanks for all your work, Dr. Barber.
Thank you so much. God bless. Bye-bye.
That's a good guy right there.
He really is.